Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So we all know that there's all these single moms out there, and they're like, oh yeah, I can do it all on my own.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
Well, we all know that they're all raising the future carjackers of America. Hey guys, we're going to go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok, because even though they yell and scream that they're strong and independent and amazing, they sure do love to cry on TikTok. So we're going to end this. But before we do, guys, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it helps to keep this channel going. Check out my second channel linked in the description, and check out the playlist at the end, because I have a whole bunch of videos about single moms. And let's get into this, guys.
Single mamas without a support system, calling on all you guys. How'd you figure it out?
They didn't.
It's like, I don't make enough money to get a job, but I need a job to make money, but I have to have money to get to the job and to pay someone to watch her and all this other stuff. Life is not affordable. It really does take a village. And what do you guys do when you don't have a village? Because this is so,
you don't get pregnant.
Everybody says that they're there for you, but when you really need someone, it's like nobody's there. Nobody is there when you truly need them. And that's the worst.
Yep. And she's right, guys. She's totally right. Guys, chicks give each other the worst advice. Oh, you're pregnant, girl? It's all good. You can do it on your own. We will be there for you. She's like, really? Great. And then she pops out that little crumb cruncher, picks up the phone to call her supposed friends, and finds out,
you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
And now she's all by herself. And you can tell that this chick probably got knocked up by Chad, right? Because look at the bull ring in her nose, right? Look at that. And guys, isn't it funny how she talks about how she's broke and all this stuff, but she still has a roof over her head? And guys, that's one of the issues why these single moms are an actual thing. It's because, guys, society will cover them, right? If men don't work, if men don't make money, we are out on the street. But this chick has a smartphone. She's got TikTok. She's got a roof over her head. She looks like she has all of her teeth, right? She looks healthy. It's not like she's missed any meals. So how is this hard for her? How? Guys, her hashtags. Hashtag single mom life. Hashtag single moms. Hashtag no support. Hashtag need help, please. Hashtag losing myself. Look at that, guys. And I'm telling you, give her, you know, 17 more years. And whoever, if she has a son, and you got, what, a 2041 Dodge Charger? You got yourself a 2045 Hellcat, dude. He'll be holding you up for it. So, clown.
Guys,
before we start this one, don't let this chick fool you, because she might sound like she's actually taking some type of accountability, but wait for it. Wait for it.
So these are just a few things that I struggle with as a single mom. Having extreme guilt on the choice I made in a child's father. I saw a few signs throughout our relationship that he was not going to be a good person, rather poor character, really. And I looked past that because I just figured that in love, you're supposed to, you know, nobody's perfect is what everybody told me.
Please.
And I stuck it out because I thought that eventually he would change.
That she could change Pookie. Nug.
A burden to my family because I have twins, and
twins,
nobody wants to help me watch them at all. They say, oh, I'm going to help you. Nobody has helped me.
There it is.
As far as like watching them, it's too much for them. Grieving the life I had before being a single mom, I was able to go out and be social all the time. I was able to travel with my friends. I was able to just have mommy-daughter dates with my first child.
Oh, no. Oh, no, dude. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, pop the brakes. So she had a baby, and then she already had a baby. Then she did it again and had twins. Look at that.
I literally have no time at all. Finding time for myself, like being able to do things just for me, like go on a walk or just doing things, you know, by myself, that is non-existent. Severe loneliness, that's really, really hard to handle.
Whose fault is that?
Because I don't want to jump into another relationship just because I'm lonely and then have some crazy man in my house again. So it sucks, but, you know, after I put the kids to bed, you know, I'm there just with myself. And it's just like, wish I surely had somebody, but it couldn't have been him because he wasn't a good person. Reliving past trauma, the things that kind of got me in this situation, I'll think about the arguments. I'll think about the text messages and the audacity that this person had.
There it is, guys. There it is. I told you. It sounded like she was like, yeah, I messed up. I was with Nug Nug. You know what I mean? I let him, you know, shoot up the club, blah, 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 right? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, it sucks because I regret my life, the decision that I made, but then she brings up the past traumas, because of course that's what they always do. Because any time that a chick brings up quote-unquote past traumas, it's because she's trying to put the blame on something else that happened in the past. How do you go, a real person taking accountability doesn't blame it on anything else's. This was my actions and my actions alone, and not someone else's. And of course, she brings up that. Clown world.
Every day, it doesn't go away. I think about it very often, and I'm, you know, still very much upset about the things that transpired. Staying positive throughout this whole experience, knowing that I deserve better, that I really didn't expect this stuff to happen.
You don't deserve anything. None of us do.
Help. It can really make you feel really upset. And then when my daughter gets home from school, I have to be present with her. I have to be present with my sons because they need me. So it's very difficult to stay positive knowing that I have all these things on my back by myself. I'm going to take care of this shit, though, and I'm going to handle my business because I'm going to get it done.
See, and that's the front that they have to put on. That's the image that they have to portray. That's how they make themselves feel better. And anytime, guys, we all know it's BS. When you question it, they say,
how dare you?
And guys, she said she has twins. She has boys, plural. That means she's got a driver and a trigger man. Jesus, look at that. And all these comments are, yeah, go on, girl. Handle your business, please. Clown world.
I feel like the hardest part about being a single mom is feeling like you're not doing good enough. Like, every morning I wake up and I have to do more. I want to do more. I wish I can just see my future and touch it for a second, because I feel like I'm not doing enough. And it just sucks. I feel like as single moms, we have so much pressure on us. Like, we literally hold the weight of the world on our shoulders because we want to give our children a childhood we never had. Like, I wish I could have gave my daughter the two-parent household. I wish I could have gave that to her. But I accept that I couldn't. So now I'm just like, I need to make sure that she is good. Like, I need to make sure she has everything she wants. Like, I want her to just live her childhood, play, love, laugh, have a great time, eat good food. Like, I don't want my daughter, and I never want my daughter to have to experience like, oh, my mom was always busy working, she was always busy doing this, she was always busy, she never had time for me. I don't want my daughter to ever feel that way, and it's such a bad feeling. Like, no matter how much it's raining, I won't let the water get her wet.
What the fuck kind of saying is that? And think about how delusional this chick is. She said, it feels like a single mom's that we have the weight on our shoulders. Well, you decided to. And does she honestly think that as a single mom that her daughter is going to have all the things that she didn't have? No. Does she honestly think that her daughter is going to actually not say my mom worked all the time? Because guess what, lady? You're a single mom. You have to work. Right? Your daughter's going to be in daycare or whatever. Some low rent one, some low income one. And you're going to be working crap jobs your entire life. Right? That's how it works. And guess what? Christine-ness on TikTok. Your daughter's going to be a single mom at a young age too. That's what the stats say. Look at that.
I just wish I can do more for her right now. I want to so badly that, like, every day I wake up and I'm just, I keep going, I keep going, I keep working, I keep going. Like, I am not losing focus on anything. I feel like the hardest part about...
Look at that, guys. And of course, all these chicks in the comments. I'm drained. I broke down crying reading this. You're doing so good. No, guys. These women raise the future carjackers and single mothers of America. And guys, we have to see us men, we call this out. But these women don't listen to us. All the statistics show that single mother households aren't good. All the statistics show that single fathers make better homes. So they you would think that they would just get over their ego and give their kids to the father. But even mentioning that.
How dare you?
Look at that, guys. And now she's on TikTok crying and moaning. And guys, none of us feel bad for him. And guys, her hashtags. You ready? Hashtag single mom guilt. Hashtag single moms on TikTok. Hashtag single mom struggles. Hashtag one parent household. Hashtag single baby mamas. And the fact that there's all these knuckleheaded broads in her comments that are spurring her on. Guys, back in the day, if you were a single mom in public,
shame. Shame. Shame.
And that's what kept most chicks in line. So, all right, you guys, we will revisit this and keep this series going. But I appreciate you guys. Check out the playlist at the end, and I am out of here. Have a good one, guys.